Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Afrita Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Afrita Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have decided to tune in to the Afrita Love Show. Be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody, share the link. Let them know that the Afrita Love Show is on. On today, we're going to, of course, read our scripture. We're going to pray unto God. I have some announcements to make, after which we will speak about our leadership and personnel skills, and I will answer your questions as best as I can, and then I will tell you about what is up and coming. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. Actually, I have about 1,000 individuals online, and I am expecting more. We want to make sure that this ministry promotes communication leadership as well as understanding the Word of God. So we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The morning stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us. So we were able to wake up this morning. You started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask that you continue to bless each and every person all around this country. We know that there are many graduates. We ask that you bless them in every aspect and endeavor and maintain their safety. And those who didn't make it, we ask that you continue to bless them to be encouraged and to keep on keeping on. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the Word of God. We thank you for the platform. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you for the closed doors. We thank you for the additional people. We thank you for those you've taken away. We thank you for just being there, and we thank you for giving us the Word. We ask that each and every aspect of this ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that someone will learn something, be encouraged, be motivated by what we share and what we distribute across the airway to many nations, to many countries, to many cities, to many states. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, I just want to say that I am so excited and delighted that each and every one of you are tuned in. And I have my family, and I have my friends, and I have some guests and some individuals who are visiting. Thank you so, so much for tuning in to the Afrita Love Show. All right. Where should I begin? All right, let's start with announcements. On June 19th, we're going to have the Youth Leadership Summit, Youth Leadership Conference. We're going to speak about scholarship, leadership, self-esteem, and community. Now, the particular ad should run in the paper within a week, 2 weeks, so that you can begin signing up. But if you email me at afritaimanya@gmail.com, you can go ahead and let me know that you want to participate. The age range is from 5 to 18. And what's going to happen is we're going to have a brief workshop with some activities, then we're going to have our sports, and we're going to speak about community and networking. Okay? Light snacks will be served. This event will be at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, 915 LaSalle Avenue, Waco, Texas, from 9 to 12. So be sure to save the date, 9 to 12. And I'm looking for youth who are 5 to 18. You also have the opportunity for Youth Leadership Council, which means that we will have meetings in which we'll have the president, the vice president, the members, and we will begin performing different community service projects, and that's what I wanted to speak about. If you have any community service projects or you need a speaker for youth development, which I've already received several requests, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. emonya_love@yahoo.com. That's if you need any type of speakers. If you want your students to attend this event, please be sure to contact me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. come. My next announcement, if you're a gospel artist, anyone with a positive message, community message, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry, especially if it's positive, if it deals with youth or spirituality or animals or people or books, music, anything that is positive. Okay? I want to be a part. I am going to be involved in several focus groups that works on curriculum for the state. So if you have a focus group that works on curriculum or youth or anything like that, please be sure to email me because I need to get that in my newsletter. Once again, my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? All right. Remember that the family reunion is coming up. It is a week long. It's in a few weeks. And be sure to understand that we're going to have the jumpy houses after all. We're going to have different athletic competitions, as you all know, and that's posted on our webpage. We have the menu already. We have the shirts. And we have the music, of course. And we have the dance competition. And we have the golf course, and they also added the tennis court. So those will be just extracurricular for those who enjoy the more just standstill activities, okay? All right, so we're going to get into the heart of our show. And we've been speaking about leadership, and I've been giving you some examples of leadership. We've spoken about Ernest Pugh and how he's paying individuals and trying to sabotage my career, but he's unsuccessful in doing that. Then we spoke about Bernice King, who wrote a letter to the state with false information. We also talked about Shelley Crow, who's calling employers, writing false information on legal documents. Then we spoke about Dr. Shields, who allows these behaviors to go on, and this is her cousin and Lord knows who else, who says they're kin to me, come to find out. Is someone else that I know who lives in California. No idea why they're involved. Indiana, no idea why they're involved. And now we're up to Mr. Todd Gooden, who is also assistant superintendent. And the reason why we're making this known is to educate you. This is not to throw individuals under the bus. These are true facts. And when we have failed systems, you know, whether it's agencies, whether it's PD, whether it's the courthouse, there's always a better way to handle things and to get the communication out there. And so the focus of this and the workshops is to educate. This is not a time to throw individuals under the bus. It's to be very honest and very transparent and to speak about leadership skills because individuals are, we've been blessed to be accepted into different leadership organizations, focus groups, things of that nature. And so with this, this is a learning experience of what not to do as a leader, okay? And even if the systems are, you know, broken, as a person with these particular tendencies, the things that we've been speaking about, my conscience would not allow me to do so. But some people, they don't have a conscience. But God's going to hold everyone accountable. All right. So we're speaking about Mr. Gooden. Mr. Gooden is the personnel director at the this district in Bellmead, Texas. And he is over personnel, which means that personnel reports to him. He gets all the information. All right. So in this particular ordeal, which has nothing to do with work, on your own personal time, on your own personal phone, it's not a crime. The events that were basically illegal is that you have to provide individuals with due process. You always have to do that. And the statements that Mr. Gooden read, I didn't receive a copy, but the statements that he read, he changed them. He modified them. It was two different statements, so you already know that's a red flag. That's a lie. And so he changed the statements. One of the things that stood out to me, and I'm going to explain this to you, is that Mr. Gooden, he said, you know, if we could keep this confidential, you know, don't tell anyone, don't talk about it, and yet he's doing the opposite. When someone tells you that and you know that it's wrong, I would encourage you to speak out, especially if the individuals are not meeting, you know, because before this radio thing and all of this, a meeting was requested, several meetings. And so this is like after you've ignored the request to meet because you know it's wrong. Because if you was right, you would have said, yeah, let's meet. Or when I showed up to the board meeting and I gave all of my heads up that I was going to show up to the board meeting, he was absent. Okay? So those are all red flags. A good leader, they're going to face those giants and obstacles. It's the elephant in the room. I see the elephant in the room, and I'm going to address the elephant. I'm not going to avoid it. I'm not going to run away from it. I'm going to address it, period. But there was avoidance. So in all this, Mr. Gooden said, you know, this is confidential. It has nothing to do with school. Exactly. Nothing to do with school, all that good stuff. Yet he broke confidentiality, okay? Mr. Brian Burns is not an employee at the organization at all. He's not an employee. The person whom he suggested, right, even told him it was a lie several times. And basically he thought that I wouldn't find out because he said, we're finished. We're done with this person. He's talking about me. We're done with this person. No, you're not. Not if you're writing letters, not if you're calling references, making up information, not if you're sharing my information. We're not done until I get this out and until people understand. And so part of effective leadership is communication, once again. Goes back to communication. So throughout the process, when I was made aware of information relating to a phone on my own personal time, when school was closed, on break, I began to research. Mr. Gooden and I began to research. All I did was just Google, and I saw arrest. Okay? But the puzzling thing is that he's been arrested yet, and he was communicated with why he was arrested. I mean, it's very obvious if you're driving while you're drinking and you're swerving, you could kill someone. So this officer had to tell him that, you know, his level of drink was too high. So he was told, which means he was communicated with. And what's disturbing is I never was communicated with. That's the part that gets me. I wasn't communicated with, and it's not a crime. It's on my own time. He was on his own time, and it's a crime, and he was communicated with, right? And it says arrest, so that means he went to jail, okay? And, you know, people make mistakes, but don't try to think you're perfect, right? I want to be treated with the same dignity and respect and communication. Now, if you notice, and I'm going to show you this, no one protested that he shouldn't be in a leadership position and been arrested, right? But when I'm on my own time and because people want money, right, then he allows this to happen. If you read and research, he wanted this arrest to be expunged, which means that it never happened. Well, that's the same thing with me. They said this is not a crime. And so basically he's protesting that. So how is he to judge me and he's been arrested? Okay, and it's not disrespect. This is true facts. You know, you've been arrested, but yet you have shared my information with people who do not work here. How in the world is a lady from Dallas at the Truckers Cafe, how is she involved? I don't even know the lady. You know, Truckers Cafe, how is she able to block a job? I don't even know her. He don't probably know her. How is she able to do that? You know, same question that I asked, how are the people in California, the Regina Buckner, Sister Cherry Jean Stevens, and someone in Indiana, how are they able to stop a vote? I don't understand that. And so basically with Mr. Gooden, he needs to look at himself first. And whether the systems are broken or not, is not right because he was arrested. Now, I am going to tell you this. We talk about poverty mindset, and we talk about the mindset of regular individuals. Now, people need money. So Todd Gooden is allowing people who I don't even know her, who says, I'm kin to her, you know, to try to, in other words, they call it block a job or block monies that's owed, that's still stealing. You know, I mean, he's in the criminal system, arrested. Whether you expunged it or not, buddy, it still happened. And you cannot judge anyone, lest you be judged first. And that's why we're having this conversation. You cannot, okay? That is a crime, right? So we can't judge anyone. Because first of all, mine was on my own time, and it's not a crime, period. And I don't even know why all of these people, it's like 500 people, family. It's like 500 people. And it's all for money, and it's lies, you know? He said, well, Jay Dixon, you know, my sister's kids, how in the world are they involved? How? How are they involved in this? That's what I want to know. Who protested when he was arrested and still working with kids? And you could have killed somebody out on the street drunk. Why didn't nobody protest that? Because of the mindset. When you live in poverty or you're used to that, then any way you can get money, you're going to get it. If you have to lie and whatever you do, that's why we have so much crime, because nobody want to work. Some people don't want to work. They just want things for free or to see how they can get over on the system. And that's what's happening with this group that Mr. Gooden and Dr. Shields have allowed and Shelly Crow has allowed to form. But he's been arrested, like put in a police car, taken to jail. And who are you to judge? And I'm just being real. This is a hardcore facts. It's not being disrespectful. But this is a platform. And I said, this is not to throw anyone under the bus. But when you want to act perfect and you want to forget about your sins and you want to point the finger at someone else, then I'm going to bring you back to reality. Because none of us can judge. And those people who are paid for money, none of them can judge anyone, because we can line every person up. And there's something, an infirmity, in each one of them. But my question is, how are all these people involved? And he sat there, and he said, this is confidential. Please do not go sharing it with individuals. It wasn't anything big. And then you're going to, behind my back, bring other information while I'm on my own vacation. Bring other information, and you're going to share it with other people. That is unacceptable, period. Then I researched again. He was sued by someone in the special education department for the same thing, for not following procedures. You're not above the law. You can't drink and drive. You can't break the laws, right? And then here we go with this, sharing confidential information. Truckers Cafe, this lady is in Dallas, Texas, over a restaurant, has no clue about education. She's just getting paid so that she can keep her business open. Truckers Cafe in Dallas, Texas. I don't know the lady. I have no idea who she is. Never been there. And I've been to Dallas several times. And I'm going again this upcoming week. Have no idea who she is. And she's lying. And Todd Gooden, Dr. Shields, Shelly Crow, they're aware of this. And they allow this to go on. How are they still in their positions? Who's holding them accountable? I still say that. Who's holding them accountable? Because this is unacceptable. How is somebody in California and Indiana? How are they involved? How is this guy, Brian Burns, Ernest Pugh, Bernice King, you say my sister's kids, how are they involved? I don't understand that, but you got arrested. You're over personnel, okay? And because you're over personnel, you're supposed to look at the best interest of the person. I'm on my own vacation, just like you were. You was probably the weekend. My own time, my own phone, minding my own business. Nobody told you to go digging for stuff. And it's not a crime. It's my own car. It's my own phone. And you're talking about confidentiality, yet you're the one that is sharing all this information. I don't understand. Yet you defy the board, right? The board's decision. Yet when the grand jury could have convicted you and could have messed you up, right, after your arrest, then you want to expunge, okay? So the grand jury, somebody could have protested that because you could have killed somebody. Drinking and driving, you could kill somebody like that. And so my thing is, you know, in all due respect, don't try to judge me. At least you look at yourself first, you know. And that is the whole point, because at the end of the day, when we take off all these titles, we're all human beings, and we all want to be respected. But in order to do so, you have to give it. And so, you know, when we look at this, leadership and personnel skills and things of that nature, we're not throwing anyone under the bus. But it's like, hey, man, you've been arrested. You know, let's think about that. And then the board decides one thing, and you're going against it. Well, what if someone went against the grand jury when they acquitted you and you tried to expunge it and say, well, nothing happened? What if somebody protested that with your career? Because they could have. They really could have, you know, protested that. Because, I mean, it's simple. When people drink and drive, they go to jail. And they spend a little time in jail, right? But because you went back to your hometown, right, and those individuals, what did they do? They just basically threw it out. It never happened. But then you want to condemn and judge me. That doesn't even make any sense, right? I mean, an arrest, and you're in a leadership position. Who am I to judge you? I'm just being factual. And who are you to judge me, right? So the whole point is, in leadership, you're going to have to make sure that you're looking at the mirror at yourself before you judge anyone else, right? Because we lead by what? Example. Most people who are arrested, they're not in the school system, to be honest with you. And then making a decision on someone's career, it's okay, you know, if there was a mutual agreement because you're biased against whatever on my own phone, and it's not a crime because you're biased. That's fine. Let the person move on. But you guys, you've shared this with so many individuals, right, that people are getting paid. I mean, this lady, Truckers Cafe, she's in Dallas, Texas. I don't even know this lady. No clue who she is. Just know that she's somebody who's getting money just to keep her business open by lying. That's all I know. Regina Buckner, Cherry Jean Stevens, Kelly Buckner, they're just trying to get paid by Mr. Pugh. And Mr. Pugh's career, if you look at it, he's trying to get fans because his career is about gone. And then Bernice King, have no clue why she's even in it. None whatsoever. Period. And then you say, my nephews, my sister's kids, no clue why they're in it. No clue, besides the money. Why are all those people in it? Well, they're kin to each other. I don't care if we're kin or not. It's not. This is my career, and this is between two people, not 1,000 people, and you never tell the person. When you was arrested, when he was arrested, they told him exactly why he was arrested, and that's a crime, and he went to jail, and he served time overnight and still serving time. They told you exactly what you did, and there was nobody protesting, and you have the right when these people, Brian Burns, all these people who are lying to get money, okay, or to try to sabotage a career, because God's still blessing me. He's still opening doors. You allow this. But just like you're allowing this, the grand jury, somebody could have protested that. Because if I take a survey, how many people have been arrested who work in a school district? It'll probably be less than 2%. So judging, we have no room to judge. No one. Because by the grace of God, you're where you're at, and by the grace of God, I'm where I'm at. And you're no better than I am. And so allowing this to happen, yeah, I'm going to say something, especially when the systems are broken, PD, the court, I'm going to get the message out one way or the other. Period. I'm not throwing anyone under the bus. Right? But you was arrested. This guy was arrested. And someone could have protested that. How was he able to have a leadership position in a school making six figures and been arrested? And his people out there with clean records, right, who hasn't been arrested, and they're making this amount. People could actually start that, you know. And so in looking at this, you're allowing these people, no idea, exactly, no idea who this lady is at Trucker's Cafe. I don't even know her. Have no idea who she is. Never been to a restaurant, no idea. She's just somebody lying, trying to get money. No idea. No idea how these people in California. So, and leadership is very important because people could say that. I have this degree, I haven't been arrested, and I don't hold a leadership position. But he does. You know, it's very far and in between. And expunging something still does not cover up the fact that it didn't happen. You know, so the grand jury, they acquitted you. They said, you know, it's over. Okay, the board also approved me, and I know that. And money is owed. So just like they basically said, you know, you shouldn't spend time in jail like most people do. Okay, the board said, hey, this she's on her own time, and basically it was going to be back pay because it's unfounded. I mean, it's unfounded, period. But you went against that, just like somebody could have went against the grand jury who acquitted you, because if they would have made the decision, right, for jail, then you just would have been there. So, you know, when we look at all these things and talk about leadership, personnel skills, it's very important that we first analyze ourselves. We hold people accountable, but in doing so, don't act like you're so perfect, like you don't make mistakes. You know, this is a crime. And take a survey. How many people have been arrested and work in a school system? How many? Almost 1%, maybe none. And that's really none of nobody's business. But when you try to act perfect and you draw attention to yourself, people are going to start researching and Googling. You know, this is confidential. How is all these people? Ernest Pugh is way in Houston, Texas. What business is it of his? Bernice King is way in Atlanta because you're allowing it. You say, well, my nephew, you're allowing it. Money, that's why. And it's a lie. And when you was arrested, how many people protested? None. And so in looking at this, serving in the capacity, right, with students, we have to be role models. People text all the time. But driving and drunk, that's far and in between, because people know that if you do that and you get pulled over, you're going to jail. That's common sense. And when we speak about confidentiality, when you tell an employee confidentiality, that should stand. You shouldn't wait or think that just because they're gone, they're not going to find out about anything, because they are. And so before, you know, you point the finger at somebody else, look at yourself first. Because if we take a survey of how many people have been arrested and serve in the capacity of leadership, it's probably 1%. That's it. So, you know, I don't judge individuals, right? We can only educate and enforce. That's it. But judging and going off your own opinion and your own agenda and looking at your background, we don't have any room to talk about anyone or to share information or to go against anyone when they have grace for someone, because somebody had grace for you. And so my basic, what is it, forte is not so much about you guys stealing. That's not the problem. The problem is stealing and then calling people telling stories, yet you've written the true facts about my skills. You know, calling people and things like that, and using your title. So, you know, this is just being very transparent. Leadership and personnel skills, you know, you have to look in the mirror at yourself, right? Don't try to act like you're perfect, because people are going to research, they're going to find out, and if you're judging someone like you're so perfect and nothing's ever happened to you, then when that person brings reality to you, they have a right to do so, because you're not God, you're not perfect, no one's perfect. Everyone makes mistakes. And just like you defy what the board suggested those 4 years ago, somebody could have defied you not serving time in jail for driving while under the influence. Period. That's a crime. But you were told. And it's a crime. You were told. That's the main thing. And nobody protested that, but you're allowing people whom I don't even know, who's not on my records to release any information, you're allowing them to pay. Good, and they paid me, whoever they is. Good, and I paid them. Lady from Truckers Club and Truckers Cafe in Dallas. Who is she? I don't even know her. Have no clue who she is. Regina Buckner from California. What does she have to do with this? All of these people. Well, they're kin. No, it has nothing to do with kin or people lying saying they kin. It has to do with confidentiality. It has to do with my career. And it has to do with it's none of their business. Just like you didn't involve people when you was arrested. Period. And that is a crime. So it's very fortunate, right, that someone showed grace, because it's very seldom that individuals with that background is in leadership positions. And it's very surprising that it's so easy to forget the boat that a person was in and condemn and judge somebody who basically was on their own time and it's not a crime or anything like that. And you never told them about anything, but you tell everybody else who's not involved, you don't have permission to do so. It's not on my paperwork. It's not on anything that I've signed. And why are we still talking about this after 4 years? It's because of the simple fact that these people, such as Regina Buckner, who you shared this information with, and all these other people, lady at the VA, how is she involved besides getting paid? Don't really know her either, you know. How is my nephew involved? That's strange. You know, how are all these people involved? And you are the one that said, you know, let's keep this confidential. It's unfounded. You know, yeah, I know it is. I'm on my own vacation, grown, and it's not a crime. So I'm still trying to figure out how all these extra people involved. Lady from the Truckers Cafe. No idea who she is. Never met her, never been to a restaurant, but she can lie and say whatever she want to say and get paid for it, and it's accepted. No, that's not going to happen without me saying something, speaking on that, period. And that's just how it is. You know, how was people who's not working, right, getting paid daily, and y'all are withholding money? We're going to have a segment, ladies and gentlemen, and it's about 2,000 people on here now. We're going to have a segment on the scandal that happened at Harvard, and it's a bribery scandal, and those people are arrested. And this is the same thing except on a lower caliber, right? And so nothing's being done. But they will be held accountable. Right. They will. Because we're going to get the word out. And then second, God's going to hold them accountable. Period. That's just how it is. And so you have to be, you know, if this was you, what would you do? So, yeah, I'm going to speak out about it. I have many different workshops. Whether you believe it or not, that's up to you. And it doesn't matter what other people think because it's not their career. It's not happening to you. Where districts withholding money, and then you have the lawyer who is calling jobs or who was calling jobs, you know, and thank God I'm very happy where I'm at, but who was calling jobs before then, and then, you know, that right there, I was losing money because of her actions, her illegal actions. So, yeah, I'm going to speak out because I don't want this to happen to anyone else. And this is why we have sometimes chaos within organizations because of individuals who may do things that's not really legal or who do things that's not legal. These people should not at all be involved. And I'm going to name the people in some of my other segments. They shouldn't be involved at all. Why are they involved? And then, you know, a red flag, when I come to a board meeting to try to settle information, try to figure out what's going on, why are these letters being written, why is the superintendent calling these agencies saying nothing's going on, you know, why is Mr. Gooden allowing, he's very much aware, why is he allowing these random people, I mean, ex-convicts, people who've murdered somebody, people who own the restaurant, somebody in an insurance company, somebody who's a supervisor for custodians, someone who got fired because they were embezzling money. I mean, all these random people, you know, I don't understand. But yet when I look in Google and research, you was arrested, okay? And you wanted that expunged. You didn't want that to be in the forefront, okay? Well, mine wasn't that. And I was on my own time, and somehow you and whoever else was prying in my business that has nothing to do with work, and it's not a crime, and it's on my property. So, you know, I wasn't driving and while under the influence. That was you. So, you know, we have to look at those aspects, it just period, point blank, you know. And this is the hardcore facts. And then when we speak about the system, the court system, you know, you get a lawyer who basically wants things dropped because there's no defense for stealing, period. And that's what it is. I'm just calling it what it is. It's the hardcore facts. There's no disrespect. It's not putting anyone under the bus. It's not putting anyone on blast because you had the opportunity to meet. You have the opportunity to do right, but you fail to do so because you have your own agenda. And as a leader, right, you cannot be biased of individuals. You're in the wrong profession. People come with all types of things, all types of attitudes, all types of backgrounds. You know, I like to work out. I like to be healthy, okay? But that doesn't give me a right down on someone who likes to eat fried foods or greasy foods. That's none of my business. So if you don't get anything else out of this, look at yourself first. Evaluate yourself. Look at your life. And especially if you're in leadership and over people, you need to put yourself in their shoes before you make any type of decision. And I guarantee you it will be fair. But pretending like you're perfect and you've been arrested, okay, we have to bring you back to reality. And just because something is expunged doesn't mean that it didn't happen. And this was on your own time, and that's a crime. So, you know, we need to look at ourselves. And as far as these people have no idea who they are, I'm kin to it, they're not. My sister's kids, how are they involved? No idea, except money. That's it. No idea. Don't understand it. How? Yet, when the jury decided not to indict you and you get some years in jail for dangerous behavior, then somebody probably should have protested that. But they didn't. And so, you know, judging someone else, looking down upon someone else, that's not going to fly. Because this is a crime. A crime was committed. You're in a leadership position. You take a poll, 1% or less is in a leadership position. Period. And so, you know, we're just being real. This is a real conversation. And that's just how it is. And, you know, when you fail to give people due process, meet with people, communicate with people, they're going to find outlets. And part of my organization is not to throw people under the bus, but to educate people. And sometimes the education is hard facts and is a very difficult pill to swallow for some people because you're telling the truth. And it's true. If you take a survey of how many people have been arrested in leadership positions, it's about 1%. And that's why it's so surprising that you don't value your some of your personnel's careers, that you would allow these outside people. Some of them don't work. One person has committed murder and he's out. Other, you know, just random people. I don't understand that. And then you're withholding money from the board. What if the grand jury would withheld a decision and thought about it for years if you should be arrested or if you should be free and go on with your career? What if they would have withheld their decision? Where would you be at this time? You'd be pulling your hair out probably because that's your money. And you have things you need to take care of. And you went to school for your education. Well, that's the same way I feel. Because the grand jury could have held out their decision. Hung jury. And so coming with your own agenda, when you work for a public school, it's not about your own agenda. The board is the governing body, period. And so, you know, you can't judge anyone, lest you be judged. Because it's far and in between that someone with that background will be in a leadership position and make decisions for personnel. And this is all illegal. I don't know if it comes directly from leadership or if it comes just from mishandling and not understanding and thinking that the individual is not going to find out, because I'm very much aware of what's going on, and I'm very much aware that systems are broken, and I'm very much aware that I have a platform, and I'm very much aware that I can use the platform, period. This is just the hardcore facts, and it's about leadership and personnel skills. You have to do unto others as they would have done to you. The grand jury decided to acquit it. The board is unfounded. This is on her own time. You know, you should have left it at that. That's it. Just like they left it at, let's acquit it. Because most people, when they receive a DWI or whatever it is, they're put in jail. Most people. Because most probably can't afford a lawyer. So count your blessings, as you all say. One by one, name them. And acting perfect, you're not, just like I'm not. And that's part of leadership, being real. Because, as I said before, that night I was getting ready to email, and I Googled, and there you are. I said, it's not perfect either. You know? But they told you. They communicated with you. Never communicated. Why? Because, yeah, it's on my own time, and it shouldn't even be a factor. And it's not a crime. And it's on my property. So, you know, leadership is being real. That's it. That's all you have to do is be real. You know? And no one wants to have these type of conversations. No one. But as I tell people, when you have failed systems, you have to be able to educate people, let people know. And when you have people who want to act perfect and who could care less about your career, you have to bring them back to earth. Okay, you remember when you was arrested and they expunged it because you had a lawyer? And most people who are arrested, they're not in leadership positions. Do you remember that? Sometimes we have to jog people's memory because they forget, you know. But this right here, do not allow someone to judge you and judge you hard because they're not perfect, I guarantee you. And all those people that they're allowing, when I say they, we're talking about administration, the lawyer, that they're allowing, I guarantee you, line them all up, they have some infirmities, every last one. That Trucker's Cafe, she has some, have no idea who she is, just some random person. All those people, no idea who they are. But it's very childish, and it's very unprofessional. People paying in someone's career, or you're withholding money, or I'm going to say stealing money, embezzling money. It's very childish. The reason why I'm getting it out there is because I want individuals to be educated, first of all, and also because, as we said before, we had Regina Buckner and her sister, and we had some more people who were calling different employers like kids, right, making up things, you know. And we're going to discuss, I want to tell you some of the topics we're going to discuss that comes from this. Number one is references, because no one would ever believe this because you have a lawyer, you have a superintendent and assistant superintendent. These people are the basic head of your school. And when they're crooked or when they allow crookedness to go on, it's hard to put them down as a reference. The person who is on the receiving end really has to know you. They have to know something about you because they will believe these lies. These people have written true factual information, reference letters about my skills. They've written them, and it's true. But they will also write letters thinking that I won't find out that's false. And people actually believe them. Okay? Why? Because that's the superintendent. Why? Because that's the assistant superintendent. Why? Because that's the lawyer. They've written letters. You know, when we've tried to resolve this issue, for instance, with TEA, you'll have the lawyer writing. There's nothing going on. There's, you know, it's made up and it's not. Or you have the superintendent writing. When you go to these board meetings and you speak to them professionally, of course, they look at you as if they have no idea what's going on. So one of the aspects that we're going to talk about on this ministry, because we have many different leaders who are on here, we're going to talk about what do you do in that particular instance as a person when you have to put these people down for different maybe leadership things you're doing, or for instance, when I was seeking a position where I'm at now, you have to put these people down because if you don't, they'll say, oh, something must have went on. Reality. Making up lies. Nothing's going on, and it is, and they don't want to resolve it, and it hasn't been resolved. And so you have to get the word out. So what do you do with that? So we're going to talk about that on this ministry. We're going to also speak about communication is very important. You know, it's very important. Had I not spoken to some of these superintendents, had I not spoken to some individuals, this would have been going on, and I've wondered why so many people, you know, I've wondered why so many opportunities have passed by, and it's because of this. No communication, ineffective leadership, you know. And so, you know, calling the state, these people, because of they've broken confidentiality, you have Brian Burns and you have Regina Buckner and you have other people calling who call the state. Bernice King, of course, wrote the letter to the state. Ernest Prue wrote the letter to the state. You have all of these things going on. No clue until you sit down and talk to people. What in the world is going on? And all of it is a lie. It is. It's a lie. It is not true. The person, it's not true. They told them that 1,000 times. They know it's not true. And so when you're seeking a position or you're seeking, they ask you, okay, I need a reference from the last person you worked or the last 5 years. Do you think that someone would feel comfortable putting them down? I wouldn't. Although I have a letter with the true information. And so what do individuals do? And so it's very important. And so one of the things that we're going to push for is with these references, we want the references to be clear measures of who we are. But the person who the reference is being performed on, every reference that's written or every conversation concerning that candidate, too, because sometimes what happens is you have individuals who are not honest like this, and you have to put them down, whether you want to or not. You have to. And it's very uncomfortable when you do, because you already know that these people lie. Shelley has written so many letters that is false, such as we're hiring. She's written letters to TEA. I've told you already. Nothing's going on. We're paying. She's written so many letters. Okay? And so these individuals, you have to put them down. What do you do with that? Right? Just like Regina called one of my professors and made up a lie. This is because of ineffective leadership, allowing these people to do so. Calling professors, calling schools, calling jobs. So yeah, I'm going to speak out, because enough is enough. Period. This is not their career. This is not your career. This is my career, and I'm going to do what I have to do, which is speaking out, and my forte is speaking. I have different workshops, and I'm going to be very specific, and I'm going to get the message out, because I guarantee you they're getting the message out. And it's the wrong message, because they're trying to destroy a career, and I work way too hard for anyone to be doing that and pay way too much money, and I'm not going to allow it to happen, period. And so we're going to speak about that when we talk about references, because you have to put these people down. Part of those references, Mr. Gooden wanted to know all of the references, and he would share these references with these individuals, and if that's how they was calling schools. For instance, we had one of them called Jasper, and that was just a test run. They called Jasper because of ineffective leadership sharing information. And that was like 2 years ago, though. And so, I know that this is like, it seems like, oh my goodness. But yeah, things like that happen. And you have to be on your P's and Q's, and you have to be strong. I didn't realize, like, wow, all this is happening. They're allowing it. And I mean, God is still opening doors, my only thing that I want to get this out there as far as, I wanted to meet. I wanted court. I wanted, I wanted something to be done. And it wasn't, period. It just wasn't. And so I use my skills, which is platform. I use my skill set, which is speaking, And it's just ineffective. It really is. It's just ineffective. And so ineffective leadership. So what do you do with that? You have individuals who won't tell the truth, but you've spent this amount of years on that job. You know what I'm saying? So what do you do at that point? And we're going to speak about that. We're also going to speak about just work ethics. Work ethics is most important. You have to have great work ethics, always giving 110%. You always want to grow. You want to help others grow. With leadership, it's very important that you take care of your personnel, you take care of your people, and that means that you take care of their careers. Somebody come to you and say, well, I'm family. You're going to automatically give them information. You're going to automatically allow them to try to hinder or destroy a career, and then you're going to allow them to steal, and you're stealing as well. And so it's a bad combination. When I left to migrate over there, I still don't understand why I did. I think maybe because it was the community that I was familiar with. But if I could do it again, and I jokingly on YouTube was talking about that song with Natalie Cole. If I could replay it again, I wouldn't have, especially knowing the leadership is a bad combination. It really is, because there's no accountability. Nobody said, hey, this is not right. That includes the leadership, the board, you know, the organizational systems. You know, there are people who won't step up and say, this is not right. We shouldn't be embezzling money. We shouldn't be stealing. We shouldn't allow these people, you know. One individual, a board member's son, you know, is involved, and he's involved in this. We're going to call it a conspiracy. A conspiracy. He's involved, a board member's son. How is that possible? You know, it is possible, though. You know, it's just a lot of questions that hasn't been answered. But this is the type of leader I don't want to be. This is a real bad combination. It really is, because nobody is holding anyone accountable. You know, I want people, if there's something wrong, come to me and let me know. I don't want you going along with something that's wrong, especially when it deals with a employee. You know, if it's wrong, then let's fix it, not let's cover it up and see how many people we can get. That's called a weak leader. And so it's just a bad combination. You know, I don't know who makes it a bad combination of leadership, but it's just not right. You know, you're telling your employee or employer that you're going to keep this confidential and they need to keep it confidential, yet you're allowing people who are not even a part of this, you're giving them information and things of that nature. That's unprofessional. But yet you are in a leadership position making six figures. Never understood that. So we're going to speak about those particular issues. And no, I do not know this lady from Dallas Truckers Cafe or whatever that is. I have no idea. And I've been to Dallas many times. At one point, I was going every weekend going to school. I have no idea who this lady is. Just someone who's lying for money. That's it. No idea who she is. But I appreciate you guys. We're going to have more interviews on this particular show, on this particular ministry. Once again, I want you to understand it's very important. I'm using my own life experience because I want to encourage someone that when you have ineffective leaders, you always have an outlet. I know systems are broken. You've tried those systems. But you always have a platform, and this platform is not to bash anyone, but it's to give reality, provide reality, educate people on what's going on and how to deal with these particular issues, because this was never addressed. It never was. First of all, I never was told. It's just like, you know, you go to apply for a job. Well, let's back up. You sign an agreement, you know, because first of all, it's nothing. First of all, it has nothing to do with work. You're going prying into stuff that you shouldn't, especially when someone's on Thanksgiving break. Okay, that's number one, you know. Number two, when we talk about this, it never was communicated to me. You know, we signed an agreement, and that's that. Let the person go on, but they still, Shelly Crow, tugging, they still calling people. When people call in for references, you know, and you have to. You have the letter, but people are going to call for references. You know, they would still lie and make up things. That's not true. And so what do you do then? And these people that they've allowed to do that, they're calling professors, they're calling schools, just being childish. And that's why I felt the need to get it out there and let people know that that's going on. It's very important because it's very childish. Systems are broken, and this is my mouthpiece, which is the radio, which I can reach many nations, many countries, many cities, many states, because we don't want this to happen. It's just bad leadership. It's just ineffective practice. It is not an opinion. It's a fact. Because anytime you don't communicate and you have the ability to and you have the opportunity to and the opportunity to present it herself, I've been to the board meetings, I've sent emails, all of those things, and you avoid it because you know that you're wrong. You never meet with the person. Why are you in leadership? I don't understand that. Because people are going to ask, can I meet with you to see about this? Can I meet with you to see about that? People are going to ask that, and you just kind of avoid it. Well, you're hiding something. Just like when people asked you to put these people down for references. You know, who was your last supervisor? You have to put these people down. If you don't, then they're going to think something. And so we've got to come away, because everybody is not ethical. Everyone is not going to give a fair reading of what you do, especially if they know that it's confidential and your supervisor is not going to share it with you. But we want to go for being transparent. You know, individuals sign references or whatever they do, or they provide verbal references, that candidate should have access to that. And that candidate should sign something that says that they would not retaliate or go against, you know, leadership, you know, but it has to be true information. It has to be true information. You know, for example, we were talking about different jobs. Ms. Crow would tell people that I couldn't be hired because they were hiring me. Just lying. Or I couldn't be hired because they owe me money. You know, and that's true, but she never will follow through. So it goes back to being unethical. And it's just a bad combination. It's just, it's, you know, how in some leadership pods you just have the perfect team, and then some leadership pods, it's just they think it's perfect, but nobody holds anyone accountable. And all this wrongdoing, it has escalated, and more people have jumped on the bandwagon because they need money, you know. It's just bad. It's a bad combination. Then the board doesn't hold them accountable. You know, they know how they voted. Hold them accountable. It's a bad combination. It really is. It's just a bad combination. But when we look at that, we have to realize that, you know, at some point, the monotony is going to be broken up, period, you know. But enough of that. We are going to discuss the bribery scheme at Harvard, and we're going to compare it to this scheme. I'm going to call it the scheme because that's what it is. We're going to compare it to this scheme here. And, you know, those individuals, they were held accountable. They went to jail, you know. Any type of stealing, bribery, you're going to jail, period. For some reason, these people think they're above the law. You have superintendents who are doing what they're supposed to do on a daily basis. You know, they are following the orders of the board. They are working hard every day. They're keeping things confidential. They're mentors. They're excellent people. And then you have individuals who are not, and they're making the same thing that these people who are doing their jobs and following rules, they're making the same. You know. And so when do we reward the people who are doing an excellent job? When do we reward them? You know. And so these are just the hardcore facts, you know. But I want you to know that we're going to have many different shows, and this is for educational purposes, you know, believe it or not, educational purposes. But I wanted you to know that. Please join me on tomorrow. On tomorrow, we're going to have actually a gospel lesson, and then we're going to go through an activity of attracting positive things in your life. That includes positive people. That includes positive events, how to attract those things. Because many doors have opened, believe it or not. Many doors have opened, you know, and we just have to be able to be receptive to what God has for our lives, you know. But as I said before, the whole gist of it is not about these people stealing, you know, because God is still blessing. I just received another blessing, you know. God is still blessing. It's not about the stealing. I wanted to really, focus on these calls. I know that Regina's calling people. Other people are calling people, writing letters. I know that Dr. Shields have written letters. That's not true. I know that Todd Gooden has written letters. And so I'm going to get the word out. And it's, you know, I'm the type of person, I'm very much so, I like to meet, I like to communicate, you know. But when it gets to where it's getting out of hand, then I'm going to straighten the situation. They've had many different opportunities, you know. I wanted to see them, you know, in court because I wanted to, you know, I wanted to settle this. I wanted them to stop calling people, you know, superintendents stop writing letters to Texas Education Agency saying there's nothing going on when it really is. You know, just go away. Leave me alone. That's the whole point. That includes the lies. That includes the calls. Those are the type of things that needs to be subtracted. You know, it really does. Those are the type of things. Totally understand, you know. But, yeah, just, you know, it's very childish. And I get annoyed with grown people who act childish. And I don't mean people who like to have fun. I mean people who do things like call people or, for instance, you know, tug and giving different people, you know, the references or lying about it or Shelly Crow writing false stuff on a legal document. You know, you just get tired of adults acting like kids, you know. It's like, I don't understand. I don't understand you. I don't understand your behaviors. Grow up. That right there. You know, Ernest Pugh, you know, does he have a career? Does he have a life paying people or in soliciting campaigns and just childish stuff, you know? And I get annoyed with immature adults. Not adults who like to have fun, but immaturity. You know, this is very immature. You know, I use my radio platform because I want you to understand the facts, and I don't want it to happen to you. But this is the most childish leadership lawyer team that I have observed. Very childish. And it's really annoying because it's so childish, you know. And like I said before, there's no accountability. No one holds anyone accountable. This is just a bad team. They think they're a good team, you know, because they're cloaking together and they're allowing all these people to pay, which is very childish. That's not the point with them stealing. But I am going to address that because they're in leadership positions and stealing, and you shouldn't do that because there's a lot of people who are in my cohort who are new to some of this new lingo, and this is definitely not the leadership that you want to follow. Definitely not. But it's very childish, and it's annoying. And so that's why I am actually on the radio. It's not about the money. It's about the calls and all that. It's very annoying when you have adults who are childish, period. Then you superintendent's sister and mom and all these people lying for money. You know, it gets annoying after a while. It really does. It gets annoying and it's childish. I'm a mature individual. You know, I like to have fun and everything, but all of these just actions that are just childish is annoying. It really is. It's just annoying. You know, I don't have time for it. Like, my schedule is very tight, as I said before. And so each week, you know, we go through a person. You know, we've already spoken about Shelly. We've already spoken about the two superintendents, all of that. Now we're going to talk about Brian Burns, and we're going to talk about some more individuals. How in the world did you say my nephew? How is he involved? Nephew's involved. How is that? How is he involved in my career? That's what I want to know. How are these people, this lady at the, what is it, y'all? Trucker's Cafe. How is she involved? I don't even know this lady, and she's lying. How is she involved? How is Regina involved? How is her sister involved? You know, how are all these people involved? How are these people in Waco who say that they can't, how are they involved? And one of them got fired, and one of them killed somebody, and the other one did Lord knows what. How are these people involved? And you said this was confidential, but you was arrested, and you wanted expunged as if it didn't happen. So how are these people involved? And it's very annoying to me because it's childish. It really is. And I'm going to address it until I get everything out there, and then I'm going to bring it all together. And then that's it. You can replay this over and over. It's going to be recorded. but it's annoying. And we're going to talk about those issues when you have corrupt leaders, and you have to put these people down as references. You have to. You know, some people, they'll put down their supervisor from 30 years ago. They say, no, we need your last five. Well, it's a reason why some of these people didn't put them down, and it's not because of their work ethic. It's because these people, some of them, are not honest. That's why. So we're just going to have to try to fix that. And but I really enjoy each and every one of you. You have questions, you can ask me today or tomorrow, because we're going to be talking about this leadership and personnel skills. If you have questions, if you also want to ask some of my guest questions, please be sure to email me. And as I interview these individuals, I will ask those questions. If you're a gospel artist, writer, anyone with a positive message, I want you to please email me at emonye_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. I want to thank all of my family and friends for your continuous report and support, your continuous report on how well you love this show. I appreciate that. And I appreciate all of the, we have over 60, no, actually over 70 for each graduate, which is good, family. We're looking forward to our reunion. We have all of that in place. Oh, we're going to do a live. We're going to do a live radio. We're going to do a live radio show at the family reunion. And then we're going to play it for all of the family members and the friends. I want you to call somebody, text somebody. I want you to listen to this particular radio show. You know, unfortunately, we have to speak about this ineffectiveness, but it has to get out there. I want you to be encouraged from it. I want you to learn from it so that you won't have to get on your platform and discuss. But I thank God that God has really blessed me. There are so many opportunities, speaking opportunities, dealing with focus groups. There are people who want to come on the ministry, come on the show and speak about their talents. There are people who want to understand more about fitness. So God is doing some great things, and I want to focus on God. And so that's why it's so important that we go through that process of basically fading out individuals or events that's not value added, period. And so that's very important. It's a very important aspect. But I have to get up early in the morning. I really appreciate each and every one of you. Please come back on tomorrow. And also join me as we continue to explore our health. I am on a journey to lose 5 pounds because I want to be a little bit thinner for this next race, next month. I want to be a little bit thinner, so that I can fly with the wind, too, because the wind was flying with me, if you know what I mean. But anyway, I also want you to check out YouTube under Afrida Love. I have some videos I want you to see, and I just wish you the best. Wish you a great night. And as I said before, you know, because I see the message there. Yeah, with me, I have a lot of grit, so it's not so much of, you know, the random people. Because, I mean, I have no idea who they are. And it's not so much of the stealing, because I truly understand that they are dishonest, they're unethical, and they're unprofessional. I truly understand that. But we're going to get the calling under control, you know. We're going to get the calling and the line and the letters under control. That's the main thing, you know. As I said before, no, I have no idea who this lady is from the Dallas Cafe. No idea. She don't even know me. She's just some random person, as I said before. You know, and no idea who she is at all. But that's just, you know, we talk about poverty mindset. You know, you feel like you have to steal or whatever to get ahead. You know, with me, I believe that even with people stealing, I can still be successful. But I believe that I have to use my skill set, which is speaking, and which is teaching information and leading. I can use my skill set, and I can be successful because people, when they become educated, then they understand. But if you only hear one voice, and that voice is a criminal or that voice is full of fraud, then you're going to be ignorant to the fact of what's right. That's just life. And so my job at this point is to get the message out there. And once I get the message out there, you can replay it as many times as you want. I'm satisfied. You know, I'm going with my life. You know, I'm fine if I have to substitute people. I'm fine if I have to substitute places. I don't have any qualms with that. I'm not going to be sad. You know, I'm fine with it. So that's just how it is. You know, it's just that I'm very mature. You know, I like to have fun, but these people are very much, they're childish. You know, that includes the lawyer, superintendent, Sister Superintendent Brian, all these people, Dallas Cafe, just lying to get money. It's childish to me. I don't have time for it. I'm in the major leagues. I don't know what they're doing. But I'm going to give you some dates because I have a couple of engagements. Give you some dates and times. Well, that's about it. So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Bye, everybody.